I'm Alex Keefe. This year's long winter was especially tough for people who don't have somewhere warm to call their own. Vermont's mix of cities, towns, and rural areas posed unique problems for the homeless here and for the people trying to help them. To learn more, we're talking today with Paul Dragon. He's director of Vermont's Office of Economic Opportunity. Paul, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm hoping you can outline the homeless problem here in Vermont. Can you give us a demographic snapshot of the homeless population here?
We have on any given night, our point-in-time count indicated that there are 1,556 people in Vermont who are unsheltered in emergency shelter or in transitional housing on the night of January 28, 2014. We know that that total homeless count increased, again, that's just one night, by a little over 9% from 2013's count. And we know that about 24% or 371 were children. And we also know that many of them have disabilities, and many are victims of domestic violence as well.
You know, a lot of times when people think of homelessness, they might think about homelessness in big cities, about homelessness as a primarily urban problem. But what are the particular challenges that a rural state like Vermont faces when it comes to homelessness?
Yeah, I think there are several, and one of them definitely is transportation, access to good quality, affordable childcare, access to employment, and then, of course, housing that is suitable for people and housing that is available and affordable as well. All those things, I think, are magnified when you have a rural, people living in rural areas, and you just don't have that kind of transportation hub, and you don't have the employment opportunities.
So what's being done at the state level right now to fight this problem?
Well, I mean, we've got an incredible network of services, again, working to put people into permanent housing, transitional housing, and, of course, our emergency shelter system. And we've got service providers who are doing a range of work, from service coordination and case management to mental health counseling and substance abuse work. We have a great program called Family Supportive Housing, where we take families who are experiencing homelessness, putting them in permanent housing, and then providing really intensive support services. And that includes some financial empowerment services. We're actually helping people create savings accounts and teaching them how to manage their money.
I understand you advocate for a so-called housing-first approach to fighting homelessness. Could you help us understand what that means?
It's hard to work on many of the other issues, particularly finding employment or getting someone's diabetes or hypertension under check or getting them to counseling for substance abuse or mental health if they don't have a home to be stabilized. So that is a big component of housing first. Let's get people stabilized, get them in a home, and then we can start to work on these other issues. And I also just want to say that in terms of stigma, I don't necessarily want to suggest that people who are experiencing homelessness have all these mental health and substance abuse and domestic violence issues, although those things are there. But again, it's a function of the economy, and people are there are low wages. People are living in poverty, and housing is extremely expensive, and the cost of living is extremely expensive. So those are the systemic issues that we have to go after as well, not just thinking in terms of the symptoms.
There's a new warming shelter in Burlington that's already served dozens of people this winter. Does Vermont have enough of these shelters across the state?
I don't think so. I mean, you know as well as I, we're working hard on trying to get people out of the hotels for a couple of different reasons. Hotels are a more expensive option, and we also don't think they're the best service option either. You know, it's beyond just keeping them warm, but it's also trying to get them into permanent housing, get them stable so we can really work on the other issues that's keeping them from being housed in the first place.
We've been talking about homelessness in Vermont with Paul Dragon. He's the chief administrator of the state's Office of Economic Opportunity. Paul, thank you for speaking with us.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.